Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan said today that the U.S. economic picture has brightened in the past 6 months, and he said the odds of sustained, robust growth are good. Greenspan acknowledged that job creation has been limited, but expressed confidence that hiring would pick up soon. He also gave members of Congress a stern warning about the dangers of growing budget deficits. NPR's John Itzty reports.
Chairman Greenspan's comments came in his semi-annual report to Congress on the nation's economy and interest rates. While giving an upbeat assessment on economic growth, he repeated the Fed's most recent formulation on interest rates, which are currently at 45-year lows.
The real federal funds rate will eventually need to rise toward a more neutral level. However, with inflation very low and substantial slack in the economy, the Federal Reserve can be patient in removing its current policy accommodation.
Mr. Greenspan did warn of risks to the positive economic outlook. He mentioned the sharp rise in energy prices, but he spent more time in his prepared statement warning of the dangers of rising deficits. The president's budget projects a $500 billion deficit for the next year, though the administration says its proposals will cut the level in half over the next 5 years. Many outside experts say that's unlikely. Greenspan warned that unless there's corrective action, the claims the retiring baby boom will make on federal resources will make it impossible for the government to provide even minimal services without resorting to what he called debilitating increases in tax rates. Greenspan decried the way the problem is being ignored in Washington.
Although some stirrings in recent weeks in the Congress and elsewhere have been directed at actions that would lower forthcoming deficits, to date, no effective constituency has offered programs to balance the budget.
While federal deficits were on Greenspan's mind, job growth, or rather lack of it, was on the minds of virtually all the Democrats on the committee, as well as many of the Republicans. Several mentioned a statement by the head of the President's Council of Economic Advisers, Gregory Mankiw, that seemed to show little concern about the movement of U.S. jobs to foreign countries. Mankiw also said, quote, "Chinese exports to the United States are not a primary factor in the displacement of U.S. manufacturing workers." Illinois Republican Donald Manzullo, whose hometown Rockford is suffering from an unemployment rate of 11%, took issue with that analysis.
"I can give you lists and lists and lists of American manufacturers, including thousands of unemployed people in my district, who have lost their jobs specifically because those products are now being made in China."
Greenspan said he hadn't read Mankiw's comments, but he offered this analysis.
"I don't disagree that that is indeed happening. I'm just merely saying that if China stopped exporting to the United States, that others would take up the slack. And I think in that regard, you would find that it is not a Chinese issue. It's a basic issue of competition internationally."
As for the current slow job growth in the United States, Greenspan blamed it on the extremely high levels of productivity growth in recent months. He said he thought managers will soon begin to run out of efficiency measures to enact and will have to begin hiring to keep up with demand. Mr. Greenspan also presented the Congress with the Fed's best projections for the economy. It calls for growth of around 5% this year, a slight decline in unemployment, and modest inflation. The financial markets liked the tone of Mr. Greenspan's testimony. Stocks rose significantly, and interest rates declined. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.